question. And I'm not an expert in all those, you know, the concept of generation, you know, X, Y, Z, etc. But I suppose now we are in 20 years, we will get a completely new generation, so called W, if I'm not mistaken, because I've heard, you know, this concept of the generation. And actually, there are some key features, and those people who are just, you know, less than 50 years old now, or no, even less, sorry. It means that those people, they can communicate with all those new technologies very easily. They feel comfortable with artificial intelligence, for instance, because personally, I'm very scared of it, and I still don't use it. Just, I mean, my generation, for me, it's still, you know, I just try to avoid in my life, in my professional and personal life. However, all those, you know, a new generation, they are okay. And that is why I think we need to think more about the new methodologies and new methods for teaching, etc. And also, I think this new generation, they more concerned with the social and I would say environment, and they perhaps they are more socially responsible. I don't know, but I can see now in my students today that they also have more, they think more in comparison with my generation about the environmental issues, about the green technologies, about the future, etc. And I hope in 20 years, actually, we still will have this trend among young people. I mean, they would concern more about the, you know, the environment. Yeah, I hope so. But again, there would be very different in terms of their attitude to new technologies. And that is why we need to think about ourselves. I mean, as a professor, as a teacher, I hope I will be teaching in 20 years also. But it means that I need to also try to adopt and learn more about everything, because I need to understand them and how to they actually consider it. And also, as far as I understand, there are a lot of people now, I mean, the young people, younger generation, who have not only like a physical, I mean, the body, etc., and physical life, but also virtual life. And it means that all of them, they have like a two lives, you know, in the real world and the virtual world. And, you know, they live there also, you know, buy some, you know, products, communicate with other people, etc. And that is why we need to think how to use also these specifics, how we can use this virtual world. In the education as well.